Well, this morning we are visiting with some folks over at the Cam North Elementary School. We want to talk a little bit about a project that they're working on. It's called Valentine's for Veterans Project, with Valentine's Day right around the corner. We've got a deadline coming up for folks to participate. We've got some students we want to talk to here today, but we also want to talk to their instructor. Kay Stork is with us here today, and she's been helping to work with this project. Kay, this has been going on for how long?
About 5 years we've been doing Valentine's for Veterans.
How did that start?
It started basically as a service learning project for our kids, because we're always looking for different projects for the kids to do. And I happened to read an article about a veteran who was turning 100 in California, and his goal was to get 100 Valentines sent to him. And he wondered if he could make that happen, you know, for his 100th birthday. So this article was put out several different places, and I saw it and I thought, well, hey, that would be something good for our kids to do. And so we started making Valentines before school in the morning, because they have all this little chunk of free time before school. And we sent Valentines that year, and he got, I think, well over 300,000 Valentines.
Oh my goodness.
And since then, he has passed away. And we kind of continued it as a way to send Valentines to our local veterans.
Well, that's awesome. And the kids are very actively involved in all phases of this?
The kids are active in almost all of the stages. What gets a little bit hard is addressing the Valentines. Sure. And getting them in the mail, but the kids help with almost all of the different steps and get creative with their Valentines that they make. And an interesting part of it was when COVID hit, they really couldn't have a big work area here at school and touch all the supplies and everything, so we made little kits for them to take home. And they made them at home, and then they brought them back. So it kind of changed a little bit that second year, but they're all very enthused about it, and they like to participate. So.
Sure. All right, well, let's talk to some of the students who are involved, too. These are second grade students. I want to start with Riker Jarrett. Riker, tell us, who are your parents?
Nick Jarrett and Bree Jarrett.
Okay. Tell me about how you get involved in this project. What do you do?
We make cards for the veterans.
Mm-hmm. Do you like doing that?
Yes.
Okay, what's your favorite card? What kind of stuff do you put on a card?
Like things and stuff.
Do you make your own cards? You don't just put your name on a card that's already made,
no.
Do you?
No.
No. So you get to use lots of different supplies to put these together?
Yes.
Do you have a favorite one you've made?
No.
Okay, they're all good, right?
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So, do you have a lot of students that are involved in the project?
Yes.
More than just second graders?
Yeah.
Who else is involved? What are their grades?
All of the people in school.
Okay. Do you get help from other teachers then, too?
No.
This is all done here, right? Okay, very good. Well, thank you. I want to talk also to Addie Whalert, who is one of the students participating. Addie, tell me, why is this important for you to be involved in this project? Do you have veterans in your family?
No.
No. So it's important for you to be helping out with this project. It's a class project kind of too, and you're doing something with the other students here to put something together like that. But you get a chance to send out different Valentines to these veterans. Do you ever get any feedback from any of the people that you send these to?
No.
You just know you're doing good?
Yeah.
Okay. So do you make cards?
Yes.
Okay. Do you have a favorite card that you've made?
No.
How do you make them different?
You use different supplies and you, like, use different things.
So you're going all out, right?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're using, like, construction paper, cardboards, and all kinds of different materials?
Yep.
Wow. Lots of stickers?
Yes.
Okay. And so do you sign your name to those cards when you make them?
Yes.
Okay, so the people that get them know where they came from.
Yep.
Well, that's awesome. All right, very good. All right, also, Will Canning is another student that's helping out with this project. Will, tell us about your involvement. What do you like best about this project?
I like making the card, because all you need is, like, there's a couple, like, things you need to glue on with like words on it for the Valentine's veterans to read. And
so do you write a lot of stuff in these cards, or is it mostly just a lot of arts and decorations?
It's mostly arts and decorations. We don't really write. All you do is write your name, and then there's also words because Miss Stork printed words and cut them out for us to glue them on in the, and they come in the packets. And for the cards, there's construction papers in pink, red, and purple, and she folded it so it looks like a card, and then cut it in half for two cards.
You get to be really creative with this, right?
Yeah.
All right. Well, very good. That sounds like fun. Addie, do you work on these by yourself, or do you work on these with other students?
We work on them by ourselves, and sometimes we also get to work on them with Miss Stork.
Okay. Anything else you want people to know about this project?
Oh, yeah. Two of my people in my family are actually veterans.
Okay. So this is personal for you.
Yep.
Well, very good. Well, I'm sure they appreciate you being a part of this program then, too. And Riker, do you work on this project with other students then, too, or do you do your own cards?
Sometimes, sometimes not.
Do you think you're a pretty creative person?
Yes.
Okay. You come up with some pretty good ones?
Yes.
So do you guys ever kind of compete when you're creating cards to look around and see who's got the better ones?
No.
Not really? Everybody's good.
Mm-hmm.
All right, yes. Good. Well, sounds like you guys have a lot of experience doing this, so they should all be pretty good. Kay, can you tell me a little bit about how you, where do you send these? How do you know where to send them or who to send them to?
Well, we work with the American Legion here in Anita.
Perfect.
And they give me a list of current veterans. Mm-hmm. They update that every year. And then the last couple years, we've also sent to people with ties to the community that are currently serving. So the last couple years, it's been 170, 175.
Oh, wow.
So there's quite a few that we send to.
That's a lot of card making.
It is a lot of card making. And then we make extra kits so the kids can take them home and make a second and third one if they'd like to. A lot of kids do that because I tell them I need more than just one out of you.
So you finally figured out a way to get them to do their homework.
Right, yeah. This is their fun homework, I guess.
You betcha. Very
and
good.
Another thing this year, we had an alumni, Annette Krause. I was visiting with her about this project, and she lives in Seattle, and she does a lot of different kinds of artwork, and so she agreed to make a little coloring page for us that says, "We salute you," to the veterans, and then we took that and we kind of shrunk it down and made it fit our card size. Mm-hmm. And so that's part of a lot of our cards this year also.
Well, all those supplies, I'm sure you have postage costs and things like that. So how do you cover those costs? Is that out of pocket? Do you get some donations from folks to help out?
We get donations. We've had some small grants the last couple years that help pay for the materials and the postage. And then this year, the Trevor Fredrickson Fund is helping to pay our postage. So that's kind of nice. It's kind of nice to partner with the different groups and, they have an interest in what we're doing here at school, and they want to support that. That's wonderful.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, yeah, that is awesome. So do you get feedback at times from some of the different veterans?
Sometimes we'll get a whole letter back from them, or a thank you, or a message, or a phone call in the mail that says, that really was wonderful that we heard from the kids, and I feel so touched, and so we're glad that we do it then. So.
Yeah. Well, and you mentioned one of the reasons that you started this was the article that you happened to see about the gentleman who was looking for Valentine's during that time. But is there something that kind of keeps this going now? I mean, is this something that's important to you?
Yeah, it is. My dad was a veteran. and I think a lot of people, they either know someone or they have had someone in their family or a friend that has served, and so I think it's important for the kids to realize, too, what a veteran is and how do we, appreciate them and show our appreciation and let them know.
Yeah, I assume there's kind of a civics component then to it as well, so that they get an early understanding about some of the sacrifices and, yes, and why these veterans are veterans.
Yes. Yeah.
Deadline, if anybody would like to help out in any way with this project?
February 1st, because we try to get them in the mail shortly after that so that they're arriving by Valentine's Day. So anybody that wants to donate or make a card, they could contact me at Cam North Elementary.
Okay. Very good. And that information is easily available online, and you can call the school and get whatever you need there too. Well, that's awesome. Well, it sounds like you've got some pretty creative youngsters involved in this project.
They are. They're doing a great job. Every year it seems like they want to help more. A lot of times the kids will come and say, I want to do another card for you. So we make up extras and they can do that. So
very good. So you guys all get good art grades, right?
Yes.
Yeah, I bet you do. All right. Kay Stork, thank you so much for the time today.
Thank you for coming over.
And organizing with some of the students, Riker Jarrett, Addie Whalert, and Will Canning, all second graders here at Cam North Elementary School, helping us out here this morning and helping out veterans with this important project.